If you're looking for the good life in Central Florida, you could do a lot worse than Winter Park near Orlando. The calendar may say January, but the sunshine draws locals outside for a glass of wine, and in some cases, the taste of a good cigar. Not far away, Orlando's skyscrapers beckon as another workday begins with the ever-present presidential campaign as a backdrop. It's a different scene south of the city, where abandoned stores and fenced-off lots tell a tale of broken dreams and a local economy still struggling to rebound.
Thanks, guys.
The candidates, including Mitt Romney, talk a lot about the economy in their speeches. Romney blames the president.
He's so detached from reality, he doesn't know what it's like here in Florida.
Romney's supporter, Lucia Mezzancello, says there's only one issue for her.
Economy and jobs, I think they're one and the same. And I think that he's a job creator. And I think that his success can filter down.
At the same rally, Bob Bowman worries about Florida's depressed housing market.
I own three houses here in Florida. All of them are down. Luckily, I don't have a mortgage on any of them. But if I were to try to sell one right now, I would be crying.
Jobs and housing are also a focus for Romney's main rival, Newt Gingrich. The economy is clearly on the minds of Florida's early voters, including Van Tran, whose spa business recently closed.
Well, I'd like to see, you know, if turn around and come back to where we were before. And I would love to see that. I mean, you know, everyone is struggling, you know, fighting for that.
For Kathy MacArthur, the issue is jobs.
If we want a stronger America, then we can't send jobs overseas. We have to have them here.
After the candidates move on, Florida will once again be left to face an uncertain future, where the promise of the good life can often run headlong into a sobering economic reality. Jim Malone, VOA News, Orlando, Florida.